Kino zu Hause, der DocFest München Podcast. Filmgespräche des Internationalen Dokumentarfilmfestivals München.
Ja, Tobi, dein Applaus und wohlverdient, denke ich. Wir probieren das nachher nochmal auf Stadionlautstärke hochzukriegen.
Dankeschön, auf jeden Fall.
Aber das ist für einen Filmsaal schon wirklich wunderbar. Danke für einen wunderbaren Film. Und eine der Sachen, die ich mir, nachdem ich den Film gesagt habe, es gibt genau zwei Möglichkeiten. Entweder bist du in Berlin rumgegangen und hast gesagt, das ist der coolste Spot der Welt. Diesen Film. Oder aber, und als wir uns heute getroffen haben, habe ich es ungefähr nach einer Stunde entdeckt, unterm Ding, du hast das Shirt an. Du spielst.
Genau, ich spiele für die Mannschaft, seitdem ich nach Berlin gezogen bin im Jahr 2015. Also mittlerweile nicht mehr, weil ich in Ludwigsburg studiere, aber ich habe 4 Jahre ungefähr bei Pullman gekickt. Ja.
Und kannst du dich an den Moment erinnern, I throw in the translation in the moment. Kannst du dich an den Moment erinnern, wo du wusstest, das wird mein Film?
I can answer English.
Sure. I ask, when did you know? And before that, we revealed that he had his shirt on under his jacket, and I saw it after something like an hour, and in our first meeting, and I asked what was, if you can remember the precise moment when he made this film.
Yeah, in the second year, I'm a scriptwriter actually. I'm studying scriptwriting, and in the second year, we've got as scriptwriters one free shot to do a movie about something we want to do a movie about. And I love football, as you can see. And so it was pretty clear to me that I'm going to do it about football. It was during Corona, so I started searching for a team in Ludwigsburg. And I spoke to some people, and these like things, a normal reaction when you say you play football, like what the movie is also about. I had that very often as well. And so I said, okay, there's one team, no matter whom I'm like presenting this team, they will like them because there's, yeah, and that was the decision, like doing the film about them to maybe explain people that don't like football what's great about the sport and what's great about being in a team like that. Yeah, that was the idea.
And you decided to, und ich guck mal ins Publikum, muss ich mal gucken, wünscht sich jemand eine deutsche Übersetzung? Oder ist es... Alle sind des Englischen mächtig. I just checked for if somebody needs a German translation, we can do that also too. And of course, it shows the beauty of it all and the craziness of it all. But you double it up with a really thorough questioning of what does it mean to be a man? And this is not so apparent. How did you know that you need to do that?
Yeah. Came like we shot the interviews first, yeah. And we had like 3 blocks, like one their relationship to football, what is it to them, and then we had one relatively large block actually about Corona, yeah, and about the pandemic, which isn't happening in the movie, and then we had one about like more their roles and more about their life. And like throughout the first 3 or 4 interviews, when I talked to them about their role as fathers, I got, okay, maybe that's the point, or that's the thing I should talk about them more. Because that was like, they opened up in those scenes. Yeah. And yeah, and then we changed a little bit, and I came up with some new questions, and yeah, then we did it like that.
I look in the audience. Does someone have a question from you? Yes, here's a question.
Wieso Schalke? Weil ich Schalke-Fan bin. Ja, ja. Tatsächlich.
The question was about there's thanks, and the last one is actually a German soccer club, and it is much beloved, but it's not so much successful. So this is kind of masochistic relationship, and there was a question why, and said he doesn't hide it. He is a fan from Schalke. Yes. More questions? Oh yes, yeah, there in the middle.
Danke. Also, was ich total spannend finde, ist ja diese bisschen dieser Mix zwischen Fictional und Dokumentarfilm, weil du hast dich irgendwie bewusst dazu entschieden, teilweise wirklich fast schon spielfilmartig diese privaten Geschichten zu erzählen. Was war der Gedanke dahinter und wie wurde das umgesetzt, jetzt rein technisch das zu drehen? Und was war der Gedanke dahinter, das zu kombinieren? Weil das finde ich sehr mega gut gelungen und total spannend.
Maybe if it's okay, I answer this in German. It's a little easier. So
the question, okay. The question was about his special technique that he mixes up fictional scenes with documentary observations and how this came about. And he wants to answer that in German. I translate it for you.
So, jetzt bin ich doch in Englisch. Nee, also die drei Figuren, die man da sieht, zwei von denen sind tatsächlich Mitspieler in dieser Mannschaft original. Also Volker und Bardo haben beide lange für Pullman gespielt. Und ich hatte Lust, szenisch zu arbeiten. Und ich hatte das Gefühl, dass ich so allgemeine Sachen gut vermitteln, aber dass ich so ein bestimmtes Gefühl, was ich als Spieler tatsächlich selber habe, nämlich dieses, was hat man die Woche über erlebt und was nimmt man mit in diesen Samstag um 9 Uhr, wenn man da steht und spielt, dass ich das nicht, das ist auch in den Interviews nie so rausgekommen. Also die sind nie mit so konkreten Geschichten gekommen. Und dann war irgendwann, nachdem wir so die Interviews ausgewertet haben, die Idee, okay, vielleicht kriegen wir das hin, dazu noch so kleine Sachen zu bauen. Und das ist dann tatsächlich an, also wir haben so in drei Blöcken gedreht, die Interviews an drei Tagen. Dann haben wir diese Impro-Szenen an drei Tagen gedreht. Und dann haben wir nochmal so 2 Tage gehabt, um Training und Spiel zu drehen, weil das auch während Corona gar nicht möglich war. Wir durften, die durften da gar nicht trainieren und Ligaspiele gab es auch gar nicht. Genau, so ist es. Ich weiß nicht, ob ich deine Frage beantwortet habe damit.
Okay, this is for me to translate. Well, actually, one point is that two of the actors are actually players in this, his teammates, and so he saw that could be a possibility that opened some kind of a door. And what he experienced for making the interviews, that his personal experience, in that it's not only the training on Monday, but also the league games on a Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. And what is it, what you have, what you bring with you, all that heartbreak and all that work and that reading, or reading for your kids and so on, that this all was little moments that were highly influential, what it meant to be there on the pitch on Saturday morning. And so he decided to take the opportunity to work with these actors and have those little vignettes, and they were mostly improvised, and he worked around that, and so it was also very tight in the budget, so that I must drop my jaw in amazement that this was 3 days of interviews, 3 days of making these improvised scenes, and another 2 days and no more than that for training and for the play. So because it was also lockdown and corona time, that was very little possible. But if anybody would have guessed that this is something like 7.5 shooting days, we said no. Well, no.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I wouldn't do it again, actually.
As for a reference, an ordinary German fiction film has 30 to 33 shooting days. So, and this is highly orchestrated all and not improvised and observational. More questions, please. Don't be shy. Share your most cherished moment.
I maybe have one more.
Yeah, sure.
About those improvised scenes. Like, so you said improvised, so whether completely improvised, whether like based on true things that happened in their lives. So like, was this one girl really his girl or ex-girlfriend? And moreover, what was the point of like creating this emotional fiction style background stories of those players?
Yeah, I think for me, the three stories represent also like stuff about male identity. That's a huge factor why I wanted to do them. About the stories of the characters, I would say it's 50-50. I think Andy, like the middle-aged guy, probably his story is really far away from his real character. I think to Volker, it's really, really close. And with Vincent, it's like, yeah, it's like originally his surroundings. He's also from at an actor school, and these are Kommilitonen of him. So I think it's also very close there, yeah. Yes.
Yes, some question here.
Who is the
little girl?
Yes, and she says she's been playing for 5 years.
Yeah, he sits there.
Young. Oh, it's a boy. Okay, it's the hair that confused me. Wow. Amazing. How old are you if you've been playing for 5 years? Yeah, now. Wow. Your character is so charming. Thank you.
And don't lose your phone again. War eine Drehbuchidee, oder?
Ich muss mal gerade zu Volker und Viktor schauen. Ja. War es eine Drehbuch? Nee, die haben wir schon. Das Telefon war kurz mal weg, ne? Das war weg. Ja.
I wouldn't like to close this Q&A session with the simple question, was bedeutet Männlichkeit für dich? What is manhood for you? I wouldn't want this, but it's close. But I have two other questions, because in the beginning, this is like, you have part of those who say, well, yes, we have this male image being tough and tackling and tackle back and so on. And they'll say, oh, no, it's not about that. And so where do you think are you on that spectrum?
Somewhere in the middle, I would say. I think I see it exactly as Mutti,
yeah.
Like the oldest guy with the blue cap. We just call him Mutti. Like he's saying it. In some parts, it can be like really a liberation on a Saturday when you had a rough week and you scream and you fight and yeah, but there's always the chance that you go out of that.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, for me, this is like the way we as men should like think about those things that are maybe typical male. Because for me, not everything about that is bad and has to be, no, you can't do that anymore. But we have to like, yeah, take a look at our privileges, I guess. Yeah. And yeah, for me, like maybe in a bigger sense or in a bigger picture, that was also a reason for doing that movie, because I'm really, really convinced that it's easier to talk to men about what this system of like different gender visions, sorry, English a little bit hard.
Yeah.
Like, it's easier to explain to them, okay, you are suffering in the system.
Yeah.
It's easier and it motivates them more, as I see it, to tell them, okay, actually see what you're not allowing yourself, see what you have to do, in which ways you're thinking, and it's easier to convince them to do something against that. I don't know if everyone got that.
I would say this is also a reflection of what it actually means to be. This is hard to explain. And I would thank you for that rich and complex film. And I think you had the laughs in the film. It is also highly entertaining. So, Tobit, thank you for being here. Thank you for being our guest. Thank you for your answers.
Thanks.